Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources say President Trump is demanding the Justice Department pay him nearly $250 million in damages for investigations that he faced during his first term.
Trump claims he was the victim of malicious prosecutions and says his privacy rights were violated during a search of Mar-a-Lago. Now, what's remarkable here is that his former personal lawyers, Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Todd Blanche, would likely be the ones to sign off on this kind of settlement. Now, Trump would then personally collect the $230 million from American taxpayers, but he says he would likely give that money to charity or to the White House.
That's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. A federal immigration raid in New York sparking street protests and confrontation. It happened along Canal Street, a popular shopping district for tourists. The Louvre is open again today for the first time since a robbery of some of those French crown jewels on Sunday, the museum's president appearing before the French Senate. This is ABC News. You know all those studies that say you should be getting 10,000 steps a day to be truly healthy? ABC's Michelle Franzen says they could be wrong.
Researchers at Mass General Brigham say as little as 4,000 steps a day, three or more times a week, may reduce your risk of early death by up to 40% and lower your heart risk by 27%. The study tracked more than 13,000 women 62 and older for a week between 2011 and 2015 and then monitored them for more than a decade. They even found women who walked 4,000 steps once or twice a week had a 26% lower risk of death. The findings, part of an observational study and excluded anyone with prior cardiovascular disease or cancer and did not consider other factors such as diet.
With higher prices and higher mortgage rates, potential homebuyers across the country are sitting it out for a bit. Real estate company Redfin says sellers now outnumber buyers by about 500,000, the biggest gap in more than a decade. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County leaders rolled up their sleeves to help keep you healthy this week. County Executive Troy Streckenbach and Brown County Health Officer Anna Nick got their flu shots at the Neville Public Museum. The public vaccination was intended to encourage people to get their flu shots. Health officials say community health is significantly improved when people get their yearly flu shots. If you haven't gotten yours yet, there are a couple community flu shot clinics coming up. Adults and children can stop by the Neville Public Museum this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And there's a children's clinic on Tuesday, October 28th at the Brown County Central Library for kids ages 6 months to 18 years. That runs from 4 to 6:30 p.m. The USS Cobia is back in business. Docked alongside the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in Manitowoc, the World War II sub reopened for tours over the weekend, just a few days after returning from dry dock in Sturgeon Bay. Museum workers say the six-week, $1.5 million project will preserve this important piece of history for at least another quarter century. You can tour the Cobia during regular museum hours Thursday through Monday. Short legs, big dreams. The first ever Corgi race is coming to the Green Bay Gamblers next month. The hockey team is accepting entries. All you have to do is give your Corgi's name, age, and a couple photos. The Corgi race will happen at the Gamblers game on November 29th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself. Not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and raw today with a few scattered light showers. Highs only in the upper 40s. For tonight, gradually decreasing clouds, breezy and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, still chilly, highs right around 50. Currently, it's 44.
For you, bringing you local news and timeless hits 8 days a week, 25 hours a day. I don't know, 13 months a year. I'm running out of numbers here. How about 97.9? That's WGBW.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no.
talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. Well, since she put me down, I've been out doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the belt to get her out of my heart. Help me run the belt, help me run the belt. Help me run the belt, help me run the belt. Help me run the belt, help me run the belt. Help me run the belt, help me run the belt. Help me run the belt, help me run the belt. Help me run the belt, help me run the belt. Help me run the belt, yeah, get her out of my heart. She was gonna be my wife and I was gonna be her man.
Come on, run the
but she let another guy come between us and I shared my plan.
Come on, run the
oh, Ronnie, you caught my eye. And I can give you lots of reasons why. You gotta help me, run the help me get her out of my heart. Help me, run the 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 help me, run the
begin to blow. knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know?
You've got a friend. It's James Taylor on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. And you've got friends all day long. Whether you start your day early with Dan Marcus, we hope you do, starting at 6 o'clock, or tune in right now. I'm Laura McKenna. Eric Westfall takes over at 2 o'clock. And then we have some fun with Pete Schwabba and his Nightlight Show. And he always welcomes new friends into the studio, whether it's comedians, actors, producers, get you caught up on what's going on in pop culture. That's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And if you ever miss a show, you can check out his podcasts at WGBW.FM.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages & Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages & Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages & Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
It may be getting a little cold, but guess what? There's still fish to catch. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th, at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it is Kids Fishing Day, a free event from 10 until 3 p.m. for kids ages 5 through 17 to have hands-on instruction and learn new skills about fishing. They'll provide the gear, the guidance, and the good times. So check it out. Head to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my heart.
It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We've got your local news update coming your way in less than 5 minutes from right now from our WGBW newsroom.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they spread
to you.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Pro athletes from Wisconsin will join our state's veterans as they fly to Washington to see their war memorial. Green Bay's Austin Straubel International Airport announced the Stars and Stripes Flight of Champions scheduled for next weekend. The honor flight is expected to include 160 Vietnam-era veterans, as well as a small number from the Korean War and post-Vietnam era. The flight is sponsored by the Green Bay Packers and Milwaukee Brewers and Bucks. Former players are scheduled to take part. The public is invited to come out to the Green Bay Airport and welcome our veterans home on Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. Organizers say many of these veterans did not get the welcome home they deserved coming home from war. They say the simple gesture of saying thank you and welcome home is powerful. This weekend is your last chance to camp out at Bayshore Park and the Reforestation Camp for the year. The campgrounds will close for the season at 2 p.m. this coming Sunday. If it's starting to get a bit chilly for you to think about camping this year, you might want to plan to camp along the Fox River at the Brown County Fairgrounds next year. Plans are in the works to expand the camping area along the riverbank to make use of more space. Brown County Parks Director Matt Creasy said that means people could camp there while there's an event going on at the fairgrounds. Creasy said that would generate significant revenue. The county also plans to extend the trail along the west side of the Fox River all the way into De Pere through the fairgrounds. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach says the goal is to create a big loop with the trail ultimately connecting with the Fox River Trail on the east side of the river. That means people would be able to go from downtown Green Bay along the Fox River all the way to De Pere, cross the Claude Alloway Bridge, and then continue on the new trail back up to Green Bay. It's all part of improvements included in the 2026 Brown County budget proposal. The Brown County Board of Supervisors will host its annual budget meeting a week from today. The goal is to have the budget signed into law no later than November 15th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and raw today with a few scattered light showers. Highs only in the upper 40s. For tonight, gradually decreasing clouds. Breezy and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies. Still chilly. Highs right around 50. Currently, it's 44.
I'm Falling in Love. That's the Spinners on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Would you believe they are still touring to this day? Now, not any of the original members, although Henry from the original group only retired in 2023.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow. Warm lips soft as a soul, sitting here by me. Here by me, all summer long we spent dancing in the sand, and the jukebox kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We sailed into the sunset, drifted home. Tomorrow, just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. Find
Linda Ronstadt on local news and timeless hits. A 97.9 WGBW, that is Different Drum. And if you love the sound of Linda Ronstadt, you're going to love the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Coming to the Meyer Theater, and Dan Marcus has your tickets. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Hopefully you can score a pair of those. But if you just can't wait, you can buy tickets right now at MeyerTheater.org. The show is coming up on Friday, 7:30 at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. Left yesterday behind him, you might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken and he doesn't really care. Keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain high, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain high.
Oh,
clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW, streaming for you anytime on that Civic Media app.
Caught on me, oh, must we say goodbye each time we
Oh,
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be demanding that his own Justice Department pay him $230 million taxpayer dollars because of investigations he was at the center of following his first administration, one involving allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and the other of the mishandling of classified documents. The much-touted summit between President Trump and Russian President Putin now scrapped. ABC's Patrick Reeval says it was supposed to have been held in Hungary.
In the space of the time since the second summit in Budapest was announced, we've basically seen that the Russians have indicated they haven't changed their demands at all. Nothing has changed, and therefore there would be no point in meeting.
Historic preservationists say the White House needs to press pause on East Wing demolition and new ballroom construction so that the legally mandated public comments phase can take place. This is day 22 of the government shutdown. This is ABC News. Months after New Jersey Senator Cory Booker spoke for more than 25 hours on the Senate floor against the Trump administration, fellow Democrat Jeff Merkley from Oregon is carrying out his own all-night speech. It's ABC's Brian Clark.
Shortly before